觀塘 Public Cargo Working Area 嘅 Temporary Promenade， 咁呢個都係跟進翻上次發展局俾我哋嘅一啲 Quick Win 嘅 Harbour Front Enhancement 嘅 project 啦。咁就喺觀塘貨物起卸區呢一區咧，就會做一個臨時嘅海濱長廊。咁呢個大概200米長嘅海濱長廊嘅，咁就咁so 我哋有康文署嘅黃志輝先生，馮祖強先生，同埋建築署嘅鍾明昌先生，藍兆偉先生，同埋呢個CEDD 嘅周貴添，同埋林貴生先生嘅。咁歡迎咁多位，咁就我哋又係有半個鐘頭時間討論呢、這個議程啦，咁就希望你都可以喺10分鐘之內就介紹你哋嗰、那個方案，咁跟住時餘下時間我哋就讓我哋嘅委員啦同你哋一齊去討論㗎，咁我時間交俾你哋。
多謝主席，多謝各位委員，好多謝你今日俾我哋有個咁嘅機會呢，就解釋返介紹返我哋呢、這個工程。咁我哋呢個工程計劃呢，就係喺觀塘嘅海邊，現時嗰個臨時嘅貨櫃起卸區呢，我哋就有第一段嘅地方騰空咗出嚟，咁我哋就會做一個臨時海濱長廊嘅發展。咁呢就呢、這個工程呢，其實係我哋三個部門合作嘅。咁我哋土木工程拓展處呢就做策劃啦，咁設計嗰方面呢就係、交由建築署嗰邊去做嘅。咁另外呢就完成咗之後呢，就由康文署嗰邊去做日常嘅管理。咁呢或者我花少少時間介紹返個背景啦。咁其實呢就喺觀塘嘅海邊呢，由觀塘碼頭向西北數過去呢，有成公里嘅地方呢，就暫時嚟講都係一個臨時貨物起卸區，就包容咗呢就好多有幾十個嗰啲譬如廢紙同埋廢鐵嗰啲回收箱嘅，咁就主要係啲等船上落貨嘅地方。咁呢就其實喺觀塘嚟講呢，就美化優化呢、這個海濱嘅環境呢，就係、當地居民長期以嚟嗰個殷切嘅訴求。咁政府就住樣嘢呢都係喺度即係籌備緊，究竟點樣長遠係再安置嗰啲起卸嘅起卸箱。咁呢就喺現階段呢就喺今年開始嚟講呢，就政府喺區議會嗰方面就做咗一啲諮詢啦。咁就其中我哋做到第一步呢，就係、呢海事處呢就喺7月尾嘅時候呢，剛剛過咗個7月尾呢，就透過呢重組嗰啲貨嗰啲起卸箱嗰個泊位呢，就騰空咗喺最南邊就貼近觀塘碼頭嘅地方，有200米長嘅海濱長廊嘅地方呢，就騰空咗出嚟可以做我哋呢個工程。咁呢就呢、這個只係個工程嘅第一步。咁呢就呢、這個係非常之細嘅步，不過我哋覺得都係非常重要，所以呢就喺嗰、那個設計嗰方面呢，我哋都喺度一路聯絡緊本地嗰方面即係地區代表嘅，即係想聽聽佢嘅聲音啦。就包括我哋上個月呢都有同區議會嗰邊嘅代表一起去現場去研究啦，同埋呢就上個禮拜呢我哋都去咗觀塘區議會嗰、那個地方設備管理委員會嗰度呢，我哋都係將我哋呢個初步嘅計劃呢係去介紹咗。咁普遍嚟講佢哋都係歡迎嘅，咁同埋大致上因為我哋喺籌備嘅時候呢都有問到佢哋呢究竟想擺啲咩設施入面。咁其實大致上我哋嗰個方案呢度佢哋嗰邊發覺都係照顧咗。咁呢就或者我諗我唔花大家太長嘅時間啦。咁喺個設計嗰方面呢就係、建築署嗰邊佢去詳細計劃嘅，咁或者我將個時間咧就交俾建築署嗰邊嘅Andrew Lam， 唔該。
好多謝各位。大家而家畫面見到嘅呢幅 slide 咧，就係喺八月頭啱啱當嗰啲等船咧移後咗啦，見到大家後邊咧嗰個等船，我哋嘅地盤嘅位置。咁呢個地盤嘅特色就係喺天橋隔離啦，喺天橋底。咁曾經報紙講過話，成個觀塘區嘅海港咧，係全香港海港最差嘅環境咧。咁我哋建築署好好榮幸咧，有機會可以參與去改善呢個海旁嘅設計，而呢個係第一步。咁 大家看到黃色的地方就是我們的地盤的位置的。大家看看這個平面鳥瞰圖，大家就會清楚。我們是200米，我們的地盤是這裡的200米。就在旁邊就圍繞著整個觀塘，就是那個觀塘架空的highway。在旁邊我們正面就是工業區來的。現在工業區開始式微，就慢慢現在轉型去一些 IO 的 building 的設計。而隔離附近呢，大約五分鐘左右的路程呢，就有一個巴士站和公廁。在附近也有一些公園已經興建了在那裡的。而要相對著我們整個這個地盤的呢，就是將來的郵輪碼頭的地方，即是現在的啟德機場舊址。有效地美化整個觀塘的海濱長廊，成為將來譬如吸引遊客的一個很好的機會。現在的情況就是，這個就是當啲等船未離開前的情況，就是很多上落貨 的地方。而由海濱道那邊去望過去，就是一個天橋底和一些現在的地方是完全是沒有規劃到的。在對面就是工業區的大廈。我們看過整個土地本身呢，其實觀塘區議會的市民呢，其實很希望就是有效地將所有人流呢帶去海旁，將會成為將來發展的一個很重要的考慮。而其中我們看到呢，平衡住這條海濱道，而垂直住海濱道的是有四條路的，包括開源道呢，這條道路呢就是連接住觀塘港鐵站直至到海旁。另外就是進業街、考明街和麗業街，而麗業街其實呢也連接住牛頭角港鐵站去到海旁，這條呢是最短的路的。而有效地發展這幾條街，以至於令到整個海旁能夠成為很容易去到的地方，好像尖東那樣，是將來繼續發展一個很有意義的話題的。你看到這個鳥瞰圖，將過去呢是很多等船呢是圍繞著整個海旁的，就是成為一個很工業上落貨的地方。我們的規劃的設計的意念呢，就是我們首先會建議有兩個入口呢，方便由牛頭角地鐵站去到這邊，同埋另外有觀塘地鐵站落到嚟啦。咁我哋會因為呢度係喺一個高架嘅觀塘天橋隔離呢，我哋會有一啲screen planting 嚟種植，從而美化天橋底嗰個感覺。而我哋呢亦都呢盡量綠化整個海旁啦，以至呢能夠有一個市肺嘅一個綠化俾整個觀塘嘅工業區。而我哋都盡量利用翻整個海旁呢，可以睇到最好嘅景觀。咁之間呢，我哋都睇過一啲最新嘅園林設計嘅新趨勢啦。咁我哋睇到呢，整個嘅園林嘅設計，新嘅設計概念呢，都係着重於互動啦、參與性啦。譬如這個呢，其實喺東涌嘅東匯軒都有類似嘅設計，一啲噴水呀，咁啲細路仔可以走入去參與咁樣。我哋希望有啲咁嘅元素喺當中，喺我哋設計裏面。另外呢，亦有啲設計園林嘅設計着重於簡約性啦，譬如好夜晚咁可以係好簡潔嘅，有啲係強化玻璃啦，同埋啲不鏽鋼嘅欄杆啦，好簡潔咁樣，同整個環境呢好舒服嘅配合。咁佢都好有效咁用一啲譬如一啲 optical fiber 做啲照明嘅系統呢，喺欄河上做一個好簡約嘅簡潔但係好清雅嘅感覺。咁頭先都其實有上一個設計都用好多嘅木嘅材料啦 wood deck 去襯托住啦，同埋一啲 upline 啦，咁我哋都可能會用一啲咁嘅元素啦。另外咧，我哋喺呢個設計裏面，我哋都會用一啲水霧啦，水霧去做一個美化嘅環境啦。呢啲另外啲設計，有啲更加大型嘅水霧咧，好似森林，成個森林都用水霧，或者一個 courtyard 喺裏面嚟做水霧啦。咁我哋講翻我哋嘅設計咧，頭先都講到咧，我哋會有一個主要入口咧，由觀塘嗰邊嘅地鐵站引人入嚟。另一邊是牛頭角那邊，咁我哋成個設計咧，咖啡色嘅地方咧就係、是、用木去做嘅地板啦。其餘有大一半嘅地方咧就用係草種草嘅，另外啲地方咧就會係 hard pave area 嚟。咁我哋有適當嘅陰涼嘅地方，因為呢個地盤本身係西斜嘅，咁就另外呢度地方咧，我哋就會有個中心有啲噴霧嘅設計。我哋睇翻呢個透視圖好清楚。咁呢度整個地沿海咧都係木嘅地板啦。呢笪地方咧就將會俾人朝頭早啲老人家耍太極啊嘅或者一啲綜合性嘅地方，或者有時唱戲啊咁樣嘅。咁樣呢個就係一個multi-purpose 嘅 area 啦。而隔離呢度咧就係噴水霧嘅地方咧，同埋我哋會有一個高點啦，就成為一個 feature 啦，去吸引人嘅。咁後面就係有一大幅咧就係草地咧。咁我哋前面啦，頭先講呢度咧就有一粒嘅 screen planting 咧，就希望美化咗天橋底個感覺。而後面呢個就係乘涼嘅地方咧。後面咧亦都有個遮陰牆嘅，咁近睇我哋嗰個噴霧嗰個就會有嗰個感覺啦。從碼頭另外現有嘅碼頭另外一邊我哋睇翻過嚟啦，咁呢度就係我哋耍太極嘅地方咧，呢、這個就係個長廊，而整個長廊咧，我哋咧都係會用強化玻璃啦 ，fiberglass 同埋 stainless steel 做嘅。咁近睇啦，咁從天橋底去睇翻過去啦，呢個咧就係我哋設計另外後邊嗰個遮陰牆啦。那個遮陰牆咧就係我哋想用一啲通透嘅物料咧，去製造一啲比較藝術性嘅環境啦。但另一方面咧，又製造更多嘅陰 shadow 嘅地方俾。市民去乘涼，因為呢個是西斜的地盤本身。從另外一邊看翻過嚟整個設計啦，我哋會有一個長廊啦，木嘅構架啦，中間會種一啲樹遮陰啦，同埋一個草地，用讓市民可以行上去啦。其實特別喺都市啦，有機會可以行上草地嗰個感覺咧係好好。咁後邊咧，我哋都會有啲比較小型嘅遮陰嘅地方，呢個另外一個大型嘅陰棚啦，呢個係其實我哋做過一啲太陽研究咧，呢個係好有效咁樣去增加呢個特別下晝咧食晏嘅時候多啲俾居民啦，或者啲市民咧可以喺度食晏睇住風景去休息。咁啊，呢度木嘅 deck 啦，同埋前邊嘅 lawn， 後邊嘅 lawn 啦，同埋樹嘅關係啦。另一個角度睇翻呢個遮呢、這個陰棚個同埋木屋同埋個關係啦。咁我哋都嘗試希望用到啲新嘅物料去做遮陰嘅，咁譬如好似呢個我哋上次會用翻啲 perforated steel， 譬如咁樣去幫手。咁另外分隔住現有嗰啲等傳啦，我哋都會有啲排樹啦，種植咗同埋啲牆啦。會分開佢哋。咁從另外一個角度睇翻，咁夜晚啦嘅時候咧，我哋都諗過咧，我哋希望呢個為咗吸引人流咧，呢個設計咧喺夜晚咧，佢應該係要盡量去亮起嚟啦。而呢個高塔咧，將會有燈光啦，咁以至於能夠咧就 佢能夠變色咧，好似個燈籠咁樣去吸引周圍嘅人。而成個天橋底咧，我哋希望利用翻整個天橋底嗰個形性格啊，即係個 character。就我哋用一啲燈光打上去咧，成個天橋底咧就希望有色彩嘅變化啦。咁業主能夠成個都亮起嚟啦。我哋而家諗緊咧，希望做一啲燈光嘅效果咧，主要成個天橋會轉色，或者好似參考有啲外國嘅設計，可能有啲打燈到好似有水影啊，好似噴火咁樣啊。即係我哋考慮希望要做一啲將個天橋底成為一個大型嘅即係雕塑嘅擺設，咁用讓佢能夠更生動。我哋希望咧整個天橋啊，嗰啲燈光嘅閃動啊，同埋噴霧啊，這個地下咧將會都好似disco 咁樣嘅，啲燈會喐動啊，啲細路仔可以追住啲燈咁樣去走動啊，咁樣希望咧成個夜晚嘅時候咧，成個公園咧係動起嚟咯，同埋希望成為吸引其他人去進入呢個公園嘅一個元素。而後面咧，我哋都希望比較靜態嘅活動可以繼續喺嗰度發生。咁呢個啦，咁夜晚嘅時候，呢個比較簡約嘅欄殼咧，用啲情侶啊可以坐喺個坐喺地板啊談心啊。我哋用一啲低燈啦，喺呢度咧就模仿下船嘅 cabin 嗰個感覺啦。咁係啦，前邊我哋會種咗啲 planting 咧，就會比較樹形比較靚嘅，希望能夠成為一啲 ornamental planting。咁呢個設計係咁多啦，多謝。
好，唔該曬兩位。咁啊，記得開會開初就俾水務局攞走咗200米啦，咁而家就喺度揾翻200米翻嚟啦，咁啊，聽聽委員嘅意見，咁幾位都有舉手啦，咁啊，Sujata、Paul、Kim、Andrew，
OK，Sujata。Sujata。
Thank you, Chairman. I think these are interesting proposals, but you seem to focus on nighttime activity, like with lights and making it look a lot more attractive. Daytime, how would you add color, especially with the dull highway behind? Maybe something could be done to the wall.But also, I think when there is on along Hoi Ban Road, there's also open space on the other side, which could be integrated into this proposal. And water access linked to the Kai Tak Temporary Promenade could be looked at. And, you know, I know the cruise terminal will come in later, but it's going to be a few years later. So in the interim, I think it will be good for the Kun Tong residents to be able to access that area as also and enjoy. And how will this fit into the future plan? And I know there were proposals made by the Harbor Business Forum, and we had worked on that is linking...along the harbor front from the residents further down, because the future area is going to be all open space in the future, if there is something in that plan. But I do welcome that you're actually giving back to the harbor front for the people to enjoy. But then how about facilities and amenities like toilets and other activities like adding kiosks and things like that to make it really vibrant? So these are some of the comments. I'm sure Andrew and others have more to say.
Okay, thank you. Paul?
Yeah, just a few issues. First of all, on connectivity, how do I get there from Hoi Ming Street and how do I get there from Chun Yit Street?And what are we going to do to make sure that pedestrians can easily walk along? Or is that not your project or highways department to fix up the sidewalk And where is the highways department in that case with this project? Are they going to fix up the sidewalk there to make sure people can easily get in and out? Street crossings, are those going to be fixed up? So those are on connectivity. The second issue is the areas you're not including. The areas under the Kwantung bypass flyover, why are you not including them? And if you're not including them, what are the uses of those sites and what are the potential conflicts with the uses for the promenade? Because I noticed that you have the between the entrances on the left, on the east and on the west side of the entrances, there are other uses under the Kwantung bypass. And then just for this site itself, right under the Kwantung bypass, there's also an area which is not included in your site. So I assume that it's with highways department, and I'm not sure what the intention is for those sites and what the potential conflicts are and why are they not included. Why don't we get those sites as well? So that's on connectivity and the actual space. Then I'm a bit concerned that it all looks nice, but I don't see a definition of activities, because I think we first should define the activities for the site and then define how we're going to design it. If I would define the site and activities, I would say, number one, I would say fishing. Everybody's using the waterfront throughout Kwun Tong and all around the harbour. The number one use around it is old men fishing. So, and I don't see facilities here for fishing. And if I would recommend you for looking at a design suitable for fishing, I would recommend you the waterfront in Xu Sai Wan, in front of the large development in Xu Sai Wan, where there is a railing that people sit on to be able to fish on the waterfront, which is not designed for sitting on for fishing, but that's the only place in Hong Kong that is somewhat a comfortable place for people to sit and fish on the waterfront. But here we have a glass front, so I can only stand, I can't sit. So how do we design it so people can sit and fish, which is important, and which we don't do here. So if fishing is in, unless you say, well, Kwun Tong District Council decided we're not allowed to fish here. But if fishing is allowed, then we should design for fishing. And I recommend you look at Xu Sai Wan and then the redesign somewhat the railing a little bit to make it even more comfortable. Are dogs allowed? And if dogs are allowed, then when do you have the facilities for dogs? And if not, if there's going to be no dogs, then I would ask you why not. But if there are allowed, then have you designed space for dogs based on the learning that we have at Wan Chai Waterfront? The toilets have been mentioned. Where are the toilets? Designing in a kiosk space which could be rented out to somebody to provide food and beverage or at least some cold drinks. The ability to moor a vessel when I come in with a junk or whatever. Why not? You mentioned the I see this the tower in the mist, and you mentioned on the east side of the tower in the mist, you mentioned that is multipurpose venue for things like Chinese opera. But if I need Chinese opera there, and I have to rent this space and I have to build a new stand, then it's not really multipurpose. I mean, there is no sitting for it. There is no shading for it. I don't see PowerPoints for it. I don't see a sound system for it. I don't see that this is ready for any community just to do anything. And if you say, well, I spent all the money on my mist feature, but if people say I want to do Chinese opera, why don't you provide kind of like the basics for people to just, you know, easily use it for a performance? So seating, shading, sound system, or at least power supply, so I can hook up an amplifier and actually have it useful as a theater. Then the other thing is on the shading itself, the sunlight. This is south facing. It's probably so. I'm just wondering about the sit out areas that you placed under the Kwun Tong bypass. Even from your rendering here, it shows that where I sit, I will be in the sun and not in the shade, because the sun comes in like this, and it doesn't seem to be actually provide any shading for the white ones. But also the seats on the front, except for those placed under the trees, they have no shading. And I would assume that people will want to sit more on the waterfront and less under the road. So if I was in the city, why don't I have shading on the waterfront side? I have only shading on the road side. So I would suggest that shading should be there where people want to be and there where it's nice and cool, and as much as possible away from the road. So those are some initial comments, but I will be very interested from your feedback on your consultation
what are the list of activities of all the things that you've heard that people will want to do? Do you have a list of activities that people have, all the things that people have mentioned, fishing, sitting, Chinese opera, what is that entire list? And then against that list of activities, how does this space cater for it would be my most important question. I don't see that it answers to the list of activities, but of course we're excited about having this site, so this is only encouragement to do better, probably less fancy, more useful. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Yeah, remind you that we are talking about not really a big space. You just can't do everything there, right? Yes, okay. Yes, Kim.
多謝主席，其實我想了解一下，其實你考慮呢一塊板塊，其實我哋你介紹就係呢個長方形就200米嗰個板塊，咁就圍繞住嗰度講嚟講去都係講嗰啲咁嘅嘢，咁就我想知道喺呢個板塊入邊，你諗住嗰個對象係乜嘢，係邊個 age group嘅？嗱，剛才你就第一開始嘅時候，show到個嗰啲東涌有個噴水廣場啦，咁就有好多細路哥喺度，可能有啲細路哥喺度玩，咁但係亦都你都 mention 到係呢一度咧，亦都俾啲老人家打太極，但係我你係啲你成個你介紹嘅時候咧，我睇唔到有啲噴水池喺度，啊嗰啲設施喺度，咁會唔會考慮一個係一個 multifunctional 嘅噴水池，即係你可以熄咗佢之後，你可以喺上面做嘢，即係如果你係喺落西斜嘅時候。 點樣吸引啲人嚟去玩呢？係嘛？如果你係越喺漁民坊嗰邊過嚟嘅，多數都係後生仔嗰啲人過嚟㗎啦。咁你過嚟嘅時候，你點樣去吸引人過嚟呢？係嘛？係咪係行行咁行行幾條街先至落到嚟？係咪呢個咁即係咁吸引嘅地方呢？呢個嘢係一個要注意一樣嘢，點樣去吸引啲唔同年紀嘅人去呢個所謂個廣場啊空間呢？ 第二就係嗰個連同埋周邊嗰個空間嗰個運用啦，即係嗰好似你就講喺天橋底有冇即係嗰個空間點樣利用翻咧？係咪即係一個一塊大地咁啊？除咗呢塊之外，側邊就講呢啲㗎啦，咁樣就好似正話之前有講過點樣同周邊嗰啲係啲 open space 可以 integrate 咗落去，成一個係一個 city 嘅 city-wise 嘅一個 landmark 落去，咁亦都喺天橋底或者係或者天橋柱入嗰啲柱咧，其實我哋可以係有好多變化，我哋可以做一啲圖騰咁樣用形式包含包裝佢，亦都可以令到佢係有一個市民參與落去畫嘅，好似灣仔咁樣，你可以有啲膠紙你封住佢，咁你有呢樣嘢係一個參與性高啲嘅，咁亦都係有一個市民嗰個自己本身嗰個。本地嗰個認受性，自己投入一啲資源落去，咁呢樣嘢係可以發揮到嗰個共建嗰個作用啦。咁活動空間嗰度咧，我哋希望就係即係喺呢度咁睇到咧，就即係靜態嘅係多過係動態，變咗呢樣嘢係咪真係市民需要一個咁多靜態嘅地方咧？呢樣喺呢方面，我哋就喺要再去深化下。
另外咧就喺嗰啲咁嘅時間方面咧，其實你係咪係 open 24小時，亦或係有一段時間你會係封閉嘅，呢個係鎖住嘅，或者係有好似而家啲公園咁樣，你係8至9或者係9至12，咁如果有啲係當係明年上月嘅時候，你咪可以係咪開放長啲時間咧？咁樣啊，咁你係咪有啲？ 係咪有好多啲節日嘅function可以融入去做咧？咁樣呢樣嘢亦都係可以去考慮多啲嘅。多謝先。
Okay, thank you, Kim and Andrew.
Thank you, Chairman. I'm left with very little to say now. I can agree with all of those points. I mean, I think definitely passive active. When I read it, I was in the coffee shop and I actually had a good laugh at myself because it's the biggest oxymoron, you know, passive and active, the two very, very opposing words. I think if you want activities, go for activities. If you want passive, just go to sleep. I think really this site, 200 meters, although it's only 200 meters, it deserves a destination. It deserves a reason to go there. And that really for me is activity. You've got to create the passion, the life, the vibrancy comes through the variety of activities. I agree. You've got to know your end user. But at the end of the day, you can't consult everybody and say, well, how would you like to see it used? You've got to sort of, if you've got to have an end user in mind. And for me, I think this site could be great for kids. And I think you still do fishing, you still make it available for fishing, you can have, you know, but, you know, kids probably don't get into fishing just by accident. It's probably old guys in Hong Kong that fish. What about family fishing? Where do you rent your fishing rod? You know, so you need a kiosk that rents out fishing rods to families so that family fishing can be done. You could build a climbing wall against the structure of the flyover. You could have a tremendous adventure playground on this site. I note when I went over to West Kowloon, you know, probably the first time, there was a big sand pit, and my daughter absolutely loved playing in the sand pit. But, you know, there was a sand pit and two spring-loaded toys that you could sit on. There was no playground, and there's still no playground over there. Why not? You know, wake up. This is a great opportunity, and kids will want to go and play on these sort of sites if you put the facilities there. It's a build it and what they will come opportunity. So I think put a really good playground there, and I don't mean, you know, just go and reproduce what you've got on other sites around Hong Kong. There's plenty of average playgrounds. You know, go into Southern Playground. My daughter goes in there, Southorn Playground in Wan Chai. There's some nice things to play on. They're okay, but they're a bit average. On a 200-meter plot, you could do something truly great. Truly great. Yeah? Look at the best playground in the world that's on a plot of this size and beat it. Yeah? That's my challenge to you. And then you will create something that people want to use. I think aspire to something fantastic. It's a great site. You could do 100 different things with it, but whatever you do, it's got to aspire to be great. Otherwise, just do something aesthetic like this, and I think it's just average, and I think it will get an average response and an average rating. It's just, well, you know, nice, but so what? You know, why would I want to go there? It's a long way away to go to just walk around a nice bit of boardwalk. So aspire to something great for a reason and for a group of people that really deserve it, which is the next generation. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone, for your comments. And so, 或者都可以有翻個回應關於剛才對於嗰個 connectivity 嘅問題啦，或者係嗰個即係設施為誰而建。
嘅問題啦，或者設計嘅問題，可以作出一啲回應同埋參考，係啦。多謝主席，就我諗我回應翻兩方面咧，咁其他可能我諗建築署嗰邊同事有補充。咁第一咧就係關於嗰個用家嗰個，即係我哋目標嗰啲用家嘅問題。咁其實我哋喺同區議員嗰個商討之中咧，就大致上都認定咗佢哋嗰個大概嗰個 pattern 係點樣，同埋邊啲人會去。咁其實咧就喺呢個地方嚟講咧，就冇錯。頭先有啲委員都提出話，出去咧就係都係幾艱難嘅事，因為經過嗰啲路啦，其實都幾多阻隔嘅，即係包括個即係好多啲交通燈要過啦，同埋有啲貨車出入啦。咁其實咧就我諗我哋即係我哋聽翻嚟佢哋需要嘅咧就係第一咧就因為呢度有一個好處咧，就係呢個區域咧就夜晚就譬如有啲比較熱鬧啲活動咧，就唔會嘈到啲街坊嘅。 咁呢樣嘢咧係全個觀塘區嚟講比較即係難得少有嘅地方，而且佢臨近海濱啦，嗰個環境又會比較好啲，個氣氛又可以做得即係自己別墅一格啲。咁咧就佢哋提過咧就係即係譬如佢哋有想爭取啲地方有啲晚會啊或者有啲唱戲啊嘅地方，咁其實我哋都覺得就我哋喺嗰個計劃入邊咧喺嗰啲活動比較即係比較南邊嗰邊咧即係比較活動啲嘅空間咧，其實可以 吸納 到呢樣嘢。咁咧就另外咧就頭先都有提到咧，就一啲公共參與嘅問題。咁其實都有區議員提起咧，就其實我哋都有好多空間可以俾公共參與，包括咧就因為我哋天橋底，頭先有啲委員都會提出就係譬如天橋底個美化啦。咁其實我哋都喺度考慮緊咧，就第一就我哋同路政署嗰邊咧就會傾一傾，究竟點樣可以美化個天橋嗰個結構本身，即係嗰啲支柱啦。同埋咧，另外咧就現時嚟講咧，就有一啲 橋墩與橋墩之間咧有啲牆壁嘅，咁嗰啲地方我哋冇錯會重建或者會重整，不過咧都係會一個一系列嘅牆壁咧。其實好多地方可以俾嗰啲小朋友咧同埋學校咧去參與到一啲環境嘅藝術嗰個創作嘅，即係我諗唔限於一啲wall mural 曬出嚟放大去擺喺度嗰個效果，而係可能可以有一啲比較活動啲多啲有參與氣氛嘅。咁另外咧就係 其實都我哋都唔會忘記咧，就嗰個位咧，其實係因為附近左右咧好多工廠啦，同埋商貿嘅樓宇啦，其實就欠缺一啲透氣嘅空間。咁加上我哋呢個空間咧就非常之近海，咁啊雖然就比較熱啲，不過就即係其實見到有風景啦，同埋有海風。咁其實我哋咧都會喺日間嘅時候咧就特別照顧佢哋嘅方法咧，就係俾佢哋一啲休息或者係唞喺度可以食晏嘅地方。咁就變咗喺日間嚟講咧係比較靜態方面多啲嘅。咁夜間咧就係會比較多啲活動啦。咁另外即係譬如有啲晚會啊、嘉年華會嗰類。咁另外就日常咧可能喺唔同嘅時間就可能有啲學校即係啲藝術參與嗰類方面。咁就另外我都想交代翻咧嗰個土地運用嗰個問題。咁頭先都有委員提到咧，就話譬如天橋底左隔離左右都有啲空間咧，就我哋冇暫時冇納入去我哋嗰個位置，就問我哋究竟係諗住長遠係點。咁其實咧就我頭先都提過咧，我哋今次係一個第一小步，咁啊只係200米嘅空間。咁長遠落去咧嗰、那個嗰、那個海濱長廊咧係會起碼會向西北發展，即係將剩低嗰、那個嗰、那個貨物起石區咧納入埋去嘅時候咧，其實我哋就需要有個全盤嘅計劃。咁咧就嗰、那個到咗個階段咧，其實我哋就甚至會將附近現時天橋底剩餘嘅空間咧，我哋都會有一個整體嘅佈局。暫時嚟講，我哋只係做一個比較有靈活性地可以伸展嘅設計。咁另外咧就係、是。關於我哋內部嗰個設計嗰個佈局咧，其實咧就可能或者阿 Andrew 可唔可以 show 一 show 我哋個 layout plan？ 啊，係呢一張，係。咁咧就可能我諗嗰個表達嘅問題咧，就大家見到好大笪草坪嘅，不過其實我哋咧經過同區議會商討之後咧，其實就大家留意咧，中間係一個叫涼棚同埋一個表演活動場所嘅，咁嗰度。可能我哋喺鋪地啊，其他嘅設施嗰度咧，會做一啲配合啦。咁就令到嗰度其實夜晚係可以做一個戲棚，同埋日頭咧，就算有啲活動咧，都係一個有遮陰嘅即係看台位置嘅。咁咧就變咗咧就右手邊嗰度咧，即係南方面嗰方面有個地標廣場咧，其實嗰度就係適合一啲比較大型啲嘅，例如嘉年華會啊，過時過節嘅時候多啲人入嚟嘅地方，因為嗰度咧係一個。主要入口的地方和最接近暫時來說即是當我們整條長廊未開放到向北邊的時候呢就比較接近人流的地方呢我們希望在那裡 做一個吸引的帶動作用所以 因此的想法呢就是我們、即其實那個光和霧呢都是在那裡想做一個效果就令到起碼呢隔離左右的人譬如在那個、巴士站和在那個觀塘渡輪碼頭日常出入的時候上班的時候經過呢都知道那裡有些特別事會發生的即係例如佢哋放工嘅時候都會見到一啲燈火咁，即係會有興趣去知一知咯。咁就所以我哋就係將嗰個重要活動嘅空間咧，就擺咗喺南邊。咁慢慢滲透向北咧，就一啲比較靜態啲，就係、是、照顧一啲咧中意僻靜嘅或者係想休息嘅人啦。嚇、啊，咁我諗大致上我就想交代翻呢方面。咁另外咧就 connectivity 嗰度都想講另外第二點嘅 connectivity。咁其實依家係有局限嘅，即係因為嗰條天橋其實都係幾一個好黑 edge， 即係我哋都幾難滲透嘅空間。咁我哋咧就暫時嚟講咧就其實現時現存嘅空間咧，我哋只係得右手邊嗰個主入口嘅啫。咁我哋都再擴充多一個喺左邊做個入口。咁同埋咧，我哋喺現場再睇過嘅時候咧，我哋依家都研究緊一個方案咧，就因為右手邊個主入口咧，我哋都略嫌係窄咗啲啊。咁我哋咧初步睇咧，就其實可以將右手邊納入去，即係寫住觀塘 bypass 或者係觀塘繞道天橋嗰字嗰下個下底個位咧，其實我哋擴充出去，就令到咧成個嗰個多用途嗰、那個廣場咧，真係可以伸展到去海濱道嗰邊咯。咁再遠啲，我哋點辦咧？就係、是、我哋都因為我哋今次嗰個工程嘅模式咧，係想比較快上馬嘅，同埋係一個想快速見到果效。即係作為一個 driver， 一個刺激咧，就令到大家會認清楚呢度嘅空間嘅需要，同埋大家市民嘅需要發展下一步嘅時候咧，我哋可以有整體嘅計劃。所以咧，我哋又想話下年咧，即係我哋今年會做個計劃啦，依家做緊各方面嘅諮詢啦。咁明年初咧，我哋想動工，就明年內咧，其實就想完成嘅。咁喺呢個時候咧，就因為我哋都有個program 同埋個。嗰、那個即係個funding嗰個限制，咁所以第一步嚟講咧，我哋就係盡量想即係喺依方面做得有一個南邊依方面有一個吸引力先。 咁就頭先講緊個主入口擴充嗰度，其實我哋
時間剩
都可以即係、就是、可以做一啲功夫，或者我將其他時間交俾阿 Andrew 睇有冇補充。多謝各位。
其實我好同意各位委員頭先講嗰啲意見咯。其實我作為一個建築師咧，我都好同意呢個係一個好多發展嘅空間嘅地方同埋設計。咁其實九月九號咧，我哋同區議員咧去到地盤睇過。咁其中幾個區議員咧係土生土長觀塘人嚟，咁佢好有感情嘅。咁佢我哋開頭企咗喺度啦，咁你直走走走到嚟依邊咧，依、這個封閉咗嘅渡輪碼頭，其實出邊有防波堤嘅。咁佢哋走到出去，咁佢就話咧，佢細個咧成日喺中意喺嗰度釣魚。咁我其實想講一樣嘢咧，頭先你建議嘅咁寶貴意見咧，其實佢哋都有諗，而佢哋諗咧係更加擴大，唔單止係達短短二百米咧，而係整個1200米，同埋隔離啲公眾嘅地方。佢哋諗緊係整個一齊去融合，有唔多。多樣性的活動，多樣性的空間，容讓更多更豐富咁豐富翻整個海旁嘅設計。咁我諗我補充嘅係咁多啦。嗯，多謝。
OK， 好，唔該曬。咁我諗我唔想再延長呢個討論啦，因為如果即係淨係二百米嘅海濱長廊都可以讓共建維港委員會班委員講咁耐咧，我諗你都唔使旨意再問佢攞更多啦，即係咁咧，你都已經咁 satisfy， 可以即係、就是、可以 discuss 咁耐，即係嗱。老實講，即係呢度其實只不過係一個好少嘅部分，即係關於我哋成個海港，即係根本無論俾任何一個海濱長廊大家去傾咧，都可以傾翻曬剛才所有嘅一啲意見。咁我想我哋希望就係話，即係盡快係做啊，即係呢啲嘢。咁因為我哋講緊個 quick win project， 咁同埋我哋唔會 satisfy 即係。得二百米咁多啦，即係係嘛？即係你 serve 得邊個啫？二百米又話老人家，又話細路仔，又話釣魚，又話狗，咁你梗係唔可以執曬喺二百米裏面咧。但係問題就係，當我哋個海濱長廊係延綿不絕嘅時候，就乜嘢都可以發生。剛才我哋傾嘅嘢全部都可以發生啊嘛。咁所以即係我只係覺得悲哀啫。即係如果大家即係得二百米都可以即係。即係好辛苦啦，如果得二百米都要講咁多嘢喺度，但係原來講到尾我哋就係得二百米，所以我覺得委員即係除咗講呢樣嘢之外，即係應該係爭取更多嘅海濱嘅地方嚇 ，so that 即係建築署亦都可以有更多地方咧，即係幫我哋手先更多嘅即係不同嘅 diversify 嘅活動咧，先至可以發生嚇。Otherwise 你乜嘢叫佢執曬落去呢度二百米咧？即係其實係即係我自己又睇唔到個即係可能性喺依度。咁即係呢，我諗頭先嗰個大家嗰個意見，大家都 get 到啦。咁我哋都希望即係呢個 project 可以盡快進行。Yes, Paul。
Chairman, I politely disagree with your conclusion at this stage. I believe that the focus and the entire thinking behind how to use the 200 meters is entirely wrong. We're looking purely at beautification and make something look fanciful. We have no definition of usage. If this is, it's very easy. You can leave it as the site is. Put a climbing wall on one of the pillars. Make sure the guys can sit out with a bit of shade so they can go fishing instead of putting a glass wall up.You know, you can make this available in terms of performances by putting a simple roof where performances can be under, because the trellis is for people to sit under, but the performance is where you need people to stand under. So it's the definition of the usage and then the execution of this, of what is there put in there is just the wrong way around. We're looking at beautifying rather than this making it useful first. And I think we should make the list of users, dogs, fishing, children, old people sitting up.All these things, and then define what they're going to need. If you want to make this available for a performance, then it's going to be a performance platform somewhere. There's not necessarily in there.
Right.
So, you know, we're making it pretty first. We're putting a fancy mist thing up there to get people there. People will go there if they can do something.
Yes,
the guys will go fish there, and people will hang out there.
Yes, I think your point should have been noted. Yeah, I agree that what you have said. I thought your point has been noted. Yes, Andrew?
Well, I think it bears re-emphasis. I mean, I think the response coming back was, yes, yes, very nice, but we're going to push ahead with this as we're planning. It sounded like the response. So I would re-emphasize that advice to government at this juncture should be that activities need to be key. The lesson learned from West Kowloon Cultural District, the $20 million that we sanctioned and endorsed and said was a good spend, was actually fact a nice lipstick painting exercise. But in terms of usability, and I've been over to West Kowloon Cultural District many times now, the user numbers are very, very low. Very, very low. Yeah. So if we're really going to make the best of this opportunity and actually spend millions of dollars, because the proposal you're putting here is not a cheap proposal, if we're going to really make good use of public money, then we really ought to be sure that it's activity-driven and it's well used. Even if it's 200 metres, it doesn't matter if it's 50 metres or 500 metres, this 200 metres should be well used. And I believe the West Kowloon Cultural District temporary enhancement would be much better used if it had a range of facilities for users put on it. And those could very easily be put on. Spend another $5 million and you would probably enhance the usership by 90 to 95%. Mm-hmm. You know, if you've got 1,000 people using it now, maybe you could get 10,000 or 50,000 people using it per year. I think when I've been over there every time, and maybe maximum there's 50, maybe 100 people, absolute max. And that's a huge area. And if this 200-meter site is going to attract, you know, a user, it's got to have some activities. Activities, activities, activities.
Use there. Every day there are hundreds of people that use it. It's very simple. There's nothing fancy. But people use it because we have defined an activity that people are allowed to do. You kind of do this start. The starting point is wrong here. We're just trying to make it fancy instead of like say, what do people want to use it for? And then make sure they can use it as cheap as possible, make it available so they can use it. It's the wrong way around.
I think they have actually proposed something for the children on like those fountain, right? And some activities area for people to hold event. Right. So you can't say that they have no activity in mind, but whether you agree to it is another issue, right?
Well, again, you kind of take it personal activities. The chances that people organizing events, the LCSD is not going to put on a show every night. Who's going to put on the show? Okay. You know, you kind of start with the person. The fishing and the dog is a personal activity.
Right.
Start with those.
Okay. Well, I think we can go on and on.
Yes.
on this. So what I have just said is that, well, our members' comment should be well taken care of. And the tragedy that we have is that we have to focus all our attention on this only 200-meter site. You know, so we should, and the government should help us to focus on the whole harbor. Right, so I would like to remind our member to save our energy for the whole harbor rather than spending too much energy on this 200-meter site. So I hope you all understand what I mean, okay? And I think I have to thank the ASD and CEDD and LCSD for coming. And I understand that some of our members' comments are actually not directed to yours. Talk to you, and we know that you are bounded by the site boundary, and so I think some of the address are actually to a much bigger bureaucracy rather than on relevant departments. So thank you for coming. Right.
Thank you.
Okay. Yes, member, forgive me of being a little bit impatient because we are running 45 minutes late and then members are actually leaving. And we still have two more agenda to go.